Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my
Father, we do want to look up to you this morning, Lord, and we want to just cry out in praise and adoration, thanking you and giving you all glory. Fill us with your Spirit and just continue to unite us in one accord as we would use these few moments together to bring you honor and glory. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have today and next week, and then we, unless we're going to go through Psalm 119 again, we're going to be done in a way. Today, we have the two stanzas. The first is beginning with the word or the letter kaf, and the second with resh. So 145 is where we begin, and almost exactly what Terry Clark was singing in Psalm 5 there. I cry out with my whole heart. Oh, Lord, may it be a wholehearted cry that we bring to you, a wholehearted prayer. And then the request, hear me, O Lord, hear me, O Lord. I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. And then the consequences of that in a way, I will keep your statutes. I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep your statutes. Help us in that, Lord. And then repeating again, 146, I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. Just think of the difference between our position right now and what it was at the time this psalm was written. Psalm was written 1,000 years before Messiah came. There was no salvation yet. When an Old Testament saint died, he was not going to heaven directly. His sins had not been paid for. And here we can say, save me, really just confirming what he's already done, right? Yeah. I cry out to you, save me, but in salvation and his what? I will keep your testimonies. Over and over again, we read in the New Testament, if you love me, keep my commandments. By this I will know that you love me, if you keep my commandments. Save me and I will keep your testimonies. 147, I rise before the dawning of the morning, and I think we did beat the sun just a little bit this morning. But I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. Are we starting every day, even before the sun comes up, crying for help? Because we really need it, don't we? Yes. Humbling ourselves before the Lord and just asking Him to help us. But then again, the result, I hope in your word. I hope in your word. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. Is your hope in the word of God? Actually, there's nothing else you can hope for. 148, my eyes are awake through the night watches. I love this. Anytime I see somebody complaining about jet lag, I tell them, go to Psalm 119, 148 and praise God. I just love to be awakened at night, really, and just praise Him, thanking Him. My eyes are awake through the night watches that I may what? Meditate on your word. So anybody who can't sleep, here's something to do. Meditate on your word and be glad you're awake. And He'll put you to sleep so quickly you won't even know what happened, really. Anyway, 149, hear my voice. Hear my voice again. Verse 1 was, hear me, O Lord. Hear it again is repeated. Hear my voice according or because of your loving kindness. Oh my, hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive. This is the first of four revives we have today. O Lord, revive me. Revive me. You want a revival? Start with yourself. Pray for me if you can't pray for yourself. Revive me according to your justice. Pretty soon we'll have revive me according to your judgments. So here it's revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You feel the wicked kind of closing in? Like all the time. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. But contrasting, you are near, O Lord. You are near, O Lord. And I kind of almost think this little stanza here could almost just be entitled, You are near, O Lord. Remember us in time of need. You are near, O Lord, for all your commandments are truth. I think that statement is, so of course, are correct, but it's higher than just saying your words are true. True means it's true according to something else, right? But here, they're truth, truth itself. This word is truth itself. Your word is truth. All your commandments are truth. And then the last verse in this stanza, concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Wow. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Then the next stanza, Resh. I kind of see revival through this particular one very strongly. Beginning in verse 153, consider my affliction and deliver me. Does that fit you this morning? If it doesn't fit you this morning, it's going to fit you tomorrow. If we're still here, if not after that, because well, it may be different with you. He's not done with me yet, right? And how does He change me? When things are really good, oh, things are good, I have no problems? No. In fact, that you're going downhill when that happens. you think you're so special that you don't have any big problems, and all these other people around you who are suffering, what's wrong with them, right? No, that's not the way it is. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I what? Do not forget, for I do not forget your law. How prone we are to forget his word when we are in affliction. Like, where are you, Lord? Have you forgotten me? But I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. I love it. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me. There's the first in this stanza. Revive me according to your word. So you want revival? Get closer to the word of God. On the other hand, salvation is far, far from the wicked. Salvation is far from the wicked. Why? For they do not seek your word. They do not seek your statutes. In the word, close to the Lord. Away from the word, far away from the Lord. So if you ever feel, Lord, where are you gone? You seem far away. Maybe you've drifted away from the word. Well, I'm sure you have, if you feel that way. Anyway, if you haven't, whatever reason, in the word, get back to him. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. And then this is a beautiful one. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Not just great are your mercies, but great are your tender mercies. And another revive. Revive me now according to your judgments. We have three in here. According to your word, according to your judgments, according to your loving kindness in this stanza. Revive me according to your judgments. Remember that phrase we had last week? That not 99, 44, 100% pure. 100% pure is his word. Now, how pure are we in terms of having and following his word? So we do need revival according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies. Yet I do not turn from your testimonies. We kind of see this whole steadfastness all through this particular section in here, it seems to me, because every time he's coming referring to the word, then there's that kind of promise after it. And here it is, I do not turn from your testimonies. How often do I turn from his testimonies? At least move away a little bit from his testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted. Did you look at the news today or yesterday or ever? I see the treacherous and am disgusted. Why? Because they do not keep your word. Wow. Is that true or what? Because they do not keep your word. Then consider. Think about. Consider how I love your precepts. Again, we need help. Revive me. Revive me. Consider how I love your precepts. And then right away... Yeah, I know what you're going to say, Lord, in a way. Yeah, you could be closer. Revive me, O Lord, according not to legalism, but according to your loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Wow. And the last stanza, what a statement. The entirety of your word is truth. The entirety of your word is truth. Do you realize when you're holding the Bible in your hand, that is the only thing you could hold in your hand that is entirely truth? Pray for those who are holding the Quran or the book of Hinduism or whatever it is. It's dead. This has 1 out of 4 verses in it where God is telling us prophecy in advance before it happens. So when it happens, we know he told us it was going to happen. So as we go through, especially the New Testament, it has much less meaning if we don't have a solid basis of the Old Testament. If we don't know these things have already been promised in advance, they're not nearly as amazing as they are when we know that they were promised in advance and we know that He is God and His Word is entirely true. So you want to know what's happening tomorrow? You want to know what's happening? When's the rapture? You want to know what happens after the rapture? You want to know what happens after the 7 years? You want to know what happens after the 1,000-year millennial reign? You want to know what happens after that? You want to know what happens after the new Jerusalem comes down? It's all right here, and it's nowhere else, only in the Word, right? And we have it. He's given it to us. So if you're despairing and worried and troublesome, you're not where you should be, and where you should be is where this Word will take us, right? The entirety of your Word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments, every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Isn't that wonderful? Every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. The entirety of your Word is truth. Father, the words that the psalmist has by the Holy Spirit here are just so wonderful and much greater than we, or at least me, could ever come up with even 1% of that. The entirety of your Word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We come to the end of the day today, and I think it's fitting to close on revival. Let's stand and sing this revival song once again.